Welcome to the Movie Buffs Podcast, starring the dynamic mother-daughter team of Asmina and Aisha Ikramuddin. Each episode, they discuss varied aspects and details of current and upcoming movies, such as release dates, casting, plots, and much more. And now, please help me welcome Asmina and Aisha.
Hello, friends. This is the Movie Buffs. Today's show, we're gonna do some Oscar predictions. Okay, so for Best Picture, Aisha, I'm just gonna throw out some names.
Okay.
American Fiction.
Okay.
Anatomy of a Fall. Barbie. The Color Purple. The Holdovers. Killers of the Flower Moon. Maestro. What are you liking? What are your thoughts?
Barbie.
Okay. I'm also thinking... Wait. Let me also, Aisha, add Oppenheimer. Past Lives, Poor Things. Okay, so is your winner still Barbie?
Yeah.
The internet, or at least the rounds, the predicted winner is Oppenheimer. I'm kind of leaning Oppenheimer.
Why?
I don't know. I just think it was such a well-made movie. The story is historically important.
It was 3 hours, Mom. The movie was 3 hours.
The director, Chris Nolan. I know it was a long movie.
It's a long enough movie to be a Bollywood movie.
But it completely, like, engrossed you. And it's like, this was, like, such a big moment. The story.
Yeah.
The development of the atom bomb.
Even Josh Peck was in the movie.
Dropping the bomb in Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Yeah. The attack on Pearl Harbor. These are such big historical events, and they were presented so well. What do you think, Barbie?
I love Barbie. I love it.
So do you love the actress, Margot Robbie? Do you love the...
No, I love everything. It was a nice...
You love Ken?
Yes, it's a nice comedy.
Yeah, true. So, I don't know. I think it was a wide open race, but I feel it's more leaning towards Oppenheimer. But let's see. Best director, what do you think? So let me
It'll be a tie between Greta
Gerwig. Okay, so let me throw
Oppenheimer.
Okay, so let me throw some predictions out. Greta Gerwig for Barbie. So you're spot on that.
Mm-hmm.
Alexander Payne for The Holdovers. Hey, Aisha, what do we know about this movie, The Holdovers?
Paul Giamatti is the guy.
Is the actor in it?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is it? Is it like a drama?
Comedy, I think.
The Holdovers?
I think we saw a trailer when we saw Oppenheimer.
Okay. Now, another director they think who could win is Yorgos Lanthimos. I hope I'm saying that correctly. For Poor Things. And that's the Emma Stone movie that's creating a lot of buzz, right?
Poor Things?
Yeah. Emma Stone.
Yeah, let me think. Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, and the actor who played Green Goblin. God, what's his name? He's in it.
Oh, wow. So, and then Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon. Of course, this is a movie that...
DiCaprio,
and
That movie looks good. That looks
Lily Gladstone. So this movie is also creating buzz. But again,
what's your prediction on the directors?
Prediction, Aisha? That's such a good question. Prediction is Chris Nolan for director of Oppenheimer.
Obviously, the Batman.
I don't know. I feel, you know how many times at Oscars, like one movie does a clean sweep. What are some movies we can think about that they won pretty much every award?
The Shape of Water.
Oh, really? The Shape of Water. Okay. And then how did that movie Slumdog Millionaire? That
did really good.
That movie. What else? I mean, there's been like movies that have just swept, right? So I don't know. This is my feeling. I may be wrong, but I feel like Barbie is gonna win something. You know,
They
something
have
big.
to. They have
Yeah,
to.
something big, but I feel Oppenheimer may end up being the big
Oppenheimer
movie of the night.
will be the big winner.
Yeah, I feel like Oppenheimer may win in different categories.
Well, because they had a bigger cast, or didn't even bother.
Yeah, but I still think you know, Barbie's definitely gonna take home some awards. So I know this movie, Killers of the Flower Moon.
We should
You
watch
know,
it.
audiences have
We should
appreciated
watch it,
it.
Mama.
Yeah, I think we need to definitely, I should get this on our list. But one thing I've heard about it is people have said that it's kind of long and the story kind of drags a little. But still, you know, I think anything with DiCaprio in it, he's
But
just a great
DiCaprio would
actor.
kill any movie, Mama.
Exactly. Yeah,
From
he would
even from
kill
Titanic, he
any
crushed
role.
it
Yeah, of
as
course.
Jack.
I think all his movies, he crushes it. Like, just his intensity. He just gets into like the skin of the
He can do
character.
comedy, drama, sci-fi,
He's got these
everything.
intense blue eyes, right? That you
He's like Brad Pitt in a way, Brad Pitt.
really like you're sucked into the character. Actually, Aisha, we need to watch this movie. Okay, let's do it
We'll
before
try.
Oscars. I
We'll
want to watch it.
try.
Okay, so let's go to Best Actor. I'm gonna throw out some names, some roles.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper and Maestro, Leonardo DiCaprio, Killers of the Flower Moon, Paul Giamatti, you were right, The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer, Jeffrey Wright, American Fiction. So, what's your
It'll
prediction?
be a tie between
No, you gotta pick one. I don't think they hand out a
I think
tie.
there are two people that would be perfect for it.
Well, who is it?
Bradley Cooper and Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy. Okay, I'm thinking Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer. I think it's his time. I was reading an article about him. He's been in movies for over 2 decades. He's done a lot of different roles. What's another movie you've liked him in?
He was a villain in Batman.
Was he pretty good?
Yeah,
Pretty convincing?
he was the bad guy.
He was the bad
He
guy.
was the guy. He was the guy with the like with the mask.
Okay. But I really think this is his time. This is the
Hopefully.
movie. So that
Hopefully.
should be interesting. I mean, I'm just waiting for Oscar night when you know how they do a close-up of all the actors and you've got all these great actors in these great performances. And then, boy, I think the Academy is going to have a hard time picking one good performance. I think there's some incredibly good performances this year. Don't you think, Aisha? So, best actress. I'm gonna throw it out. You pick yours, I'll pick my prediction.
Okay.
Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon. Sandra Hüller, Anatomy of a Fall. Carey Mulligan, Maestro. Margot Robbie, Barbie. Emma Stone, Poor Things. And the Oscar goes to.
Margot Robbie.
You know what? On this one, I think I'm gonna agree with you. Okay, so I don't
How
think.
can you not, Mom? She nailed Barbie
Yeah,
so well.
I think so. And I think.
And Mom, there's a funny line where in the movie where Margot Robbie is crying and America Ferrera is kind of like helping her,
Okay.
and then the narrator Helen Mirren saying, Margot Robbie is not perfect for this part of the role.
Yeah. I think so. To put it in perspective, I think it's a scene where she's crying, and you would expect someone to just look like a total wreck. And there's Margot Robbie just looking fantastic, even though she's having a meltdown and crying.
That's what
And
Helmir
that was a very cute scene. Yeah, that was cute. And I think for listeners who've seen it, I think they can relate and hopefully they're laughing along with us. But you know what? On this one, Aisha, I'm going with you. I think Margot Robbie wins Best Actress. And in fact, I feel this may be the one big award that Barbie does get, and Oppenheimer sweeps the rest. But you know what? The predicted winner is Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon. So
why? She would be better for a supporting role. I would go for that.
She was the lead, Aisha. She's the lead in Killers of the Flower Moon.
DiCaprio is.
No, I mean, they both are, so, right? It's the male lead and the female lead, so.
Yeah, but DiCaprio would win that. I'm sorry, but I'm going with Barbie.
You're going with Barbie? Okay. Best Supporting Actor. William Dafoe, Poor Things, Robert De Niro, Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr., Oppenheimer, Ryan Gosling, Barbie, Charles Melton, May, December. And the Oscar goes to?
RDJ.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. You know what? Yeah, I think...
Mom, he's won his Critics' Choice Award last night.
Oh, he did?
You think? Golden Globes.
Yeah, I don't know, but the predicted winner is Ryan Gosling, so may the best man win.
Wait, Gosling?
Yeah, he's in this category.
Oh, then I'll do Ryan Gosling. Sorry.
You're switching. Aisha, you're Tony giving up Stark. On Iron Man.
Tony Stark.
Exactly.
Tony Stark.
You're not going to give up on Tony Stark. I know you. Well, let's stick with Robert Downey Jr. for you. I think Ryan Gosling was very cute. Let's see, though. I mean, the Academy, they are very selective.
You never know.
So that's going to be another interesting one to watch. Okay, Best Supporting Actress. Emily Blunt, Oppenheimer. Danielle Brooks, The Color Purple. Jodie Foster for Nya. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. The movie is NYAD, so I'm sorry about that. Julianne Moore for May, December. Devin Joy Randolph for The Holdovers. Again, I hope I didn't mess up that name. Aisha, what's your call? I don't know. I think
America Ferrera didn't get nominated for that.
Well, I think this is like, no, we're just doing predictions. I don't think there's an official nomination list.
Why is America Ferrera not nominated?
No, I'm sure. I'm just saying this is just predictions. This is predictions. So, I'm just thinking for
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt. You know what? I'm thinking Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple.
No.
Although I haven't seen Aisha, hold up. Let me finish my thought. Although I haven't seen The Color Purple, I've seen like the previews and things. This actress is killing it. I mean, she's awesome. She's a powerhouse. I think she wins for The Color Purple.
Okay.
Yeah. But... okay, so there's animated feature, The Boy and the Heron, Elemental, The Peasants.
Emron loves that movie.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, the Super Mario Brothers movies. What do you think?
Well, here was the thing.
I was
confused at the Golden Globes when that that anime movie that Emron saw won. But I don't know.
Which one was that? Because
we were all hoping for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
I think
win.
That's the predicted winner, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I think...
But it didn't win a Golden Globe. That's what tricks me.
You know something...
They should have picked the anime and other thing.
Really? You know Super Mario Brothers? Wow, it grossed over $1 billion worldwide. Wow. Talk about a good... good turnout and a good revenue from that movie. I think the big buzz is going to be Barbie and Oppenheimer. What do you think, like, what's the Oscar show going to look like?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Who's hosting? Do
Jimmy
we know?
Jimmy Kimmel, Mom.
Jimmy Kimmel's hosting?
Yes,
Mom. Oh, my God. That's going to be back. So fun.
He's back.
I love Jimmy Kimmel.
I love him.
Yes. I know. You watch his show every night.
I love
him. But I think the Oscars is also going to be fun because I think they'll definitely do, like, a Barbie song.
I think they are. I'm just kidding. They will do that.
I'm just kidding. You think they'll do that?
Artie might do the Jack Black song Peaches for Mario.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. That knows? Would be so cute.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who
knows? I think it's going to be a really fun Oscars. I think it's been a good year for movies, right? Are there any other movies you want to talk about from 2023?
Well, I'm going to give you a list of what movies I saw this last year.
Oh, wow. This should be fun.
The Flash movie, the Marvels.
Okay.
Aquaman 2.
All right.
Wonka, Barbie, Oppenheimer.
And these are all movies you suggest our listeners watch?
Yeah, and I think hopefully I might go see the Mean Girls musical movie.
Oh my God, that looks cute. Actually, I think I'll go with you.
Okay. And you're going to talk about 2024 movies?
No, I just want to keep it at wrap up 23. I think we've hit upon the main categories for Oscar predictions, and may the best actor or actress win.
I think the People's Choice Awards are Thursday.
Yeah, Aisha, and you know, our families are such
movie buffs.
And we kind of have an Oscar party, right? I mean, it's pizza and stuff, but it's cute. So I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to our family Oscar night. And it's going to be great. And I can't wait to hear. And the Oscar goes to, right, Aisha?
Barbie.
Oppenheimer. Okay, thanks, folks. That's our Oscar prediction show. Hope you enjoyed listening to us. And
see you at the movies.
You've been listening to the Movie Buffs podcast starring Esmina and Aisha Ekramadin. Please join us for future discussions about current and upcoming movies. And remember, you too can be a movie buff.